Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. Before I get started, I want to remind everyone to like, review, subscribe, and share this podcast. We're an anonymous show here at Get Canceled, and so we need your support in getting the word out. So if you believe in getting rid of the nonsense and the bullshit and all the fucking shit that's going on in this country that doesn't make any sense, please share this podcast. Woo! All right, welcome, my ladies.
Hey.
I'm so happy to have everyone here today. It's so nice. It's been a minute since everyone's been here, and I very much enjoyed doing shows with you girls.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. So, speaking of girls, we're going to do a quick little first part of this episode because our friend Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, God.
Is back again. I fucking love him.
I saw it.
He was on the Oscars. Oh, it just drove me crazy.
He was at the Oscars?
He presented.
What?
You better check yourself right now because she was at the Oscars.
Wait, seriously?
She was at the Oscars.
Wait, is he now identifying as a shim?
She has a shim. That's a new one.
That is a new one. A shim is great. We got shims and we got herms.
Wait,
roaming
seriously?
Free.
That was like, do you remember the movie with Robin Williams, Sally Field? Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Forrest Gump? They were in it together.
Robin Williams was in Forrest Gump?
Oh, no, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Come on, guys.
That one over there is retarded.
That was Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Who was also retarded.
When he dresses as Mrs. Doubtfire and the son walks in, the son's like, he's a he-she, she's a he-she, and he doesn't know what to say, and that's how he describes it. And it's like thinking nowadays that's totally, you know,
that's the norm.
What is happening? Yeah,
that's exactly what's happening.
Wait, he's now come out as a shim. Him?
She is full.
Where have you been? The whole point of this person rising to fame, he was a mediocre Broadway star and then decided to transition.
He was on Broadway?
He was a comedian.
He was not a comedian. He was on Broadway and he was a singer and a Broadway actor and did not have enough fame. So then decided, this is my point of personal privilege here, but did not have enough fame and decided to transition and did this whole thing of 365 days of girlhood and documented each day of what it's like to be a girl. Like, I was a girl today and I cried my eyes out because I was upset about nothing. And, you know.
Oh, that one that you showed like a while ago.
Yeah. We've done episodes on.
We have done episodes on Shmim a lot. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You showed me something on him that wanted to be a shim.
But he's like gotten a bunch of surgery.
He got women facial surgery, whatever that's called.
Like, he went and talked with the president for a while and was like all about gender affirming care. He did a thing with Drew Barrymore where they're holding each other's hands and on the floor crying. He just was with Lady Gaga about something.
Does Shmim still have a penis?
I don't know.
I don't know that.
What's Shim's name?
Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Dylan Mulvaney is back with his
new music video.
Yeah, his new music video called Days of Girlhood.
Oh, no.
So we're going to watch this.
Does she still go by Dylan?
Yeah, because Dylan could be a female name.
True.
So we're going to watch this video because this is all the rage these days.
It's going to make me angry.
It's going to make you angry. But like, honestly, we got to get the word out. And Dylan Mulvaney is some good clickbait these days.
He just wants the 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
How his 15 minutes hasn't fizzled out is beyond me. But... Fire is a shine, you're all mine. You can
open up your eyes.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. All right, so we're going to watch the Dylan Mulvaney music video. I am not going to link it down below. If you want to find this music video on your own, my listeners, you can search it yourselves.
Why wouldn't you link it?
Because I don't want to contribute to this nonsense.
You're already going to, if they're going to click on it, they're going to get the views anyway.
I want them to have views on my show, but I'm not going to contribute to this Dylan Mulvaney-ness.
But if they, even if they
just
find
be quiet.
It, it's just
it's be quiet.
Links to.
It does not link to it. It's not going to link to the music video.
It's added views for.
If people want to go and find this video on their own, I'm not going to stop them, but I'm not going to make it easier because I already feel subjected to this nonsense. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, it's a bad song. Okay, ready, everybody? I'm going to make it a little
But what lower. Was that American Idol guy that was horrible, but he's still super popular like 12 years later?
What?
Hong Chung or whatever.
Oh, what?
Are you talking about the Gingham Gingham style?
Yeah. That is guy. He's from American Idol?
But it's not like he won American Idol.
He didn't, but
he's
it was
a one-hit
like,
wonder.
Correct, but he still performs.
Just Gingham style.
Yeah, but he still fucking performs and the crowds go wild.
Okay, so you're welcome, American Dream. Anything is possible here.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to watch this video. You angry?
I've already seen clips of it, so... Not subjecting myself to that again.
Oh my god.
Ring the alarms immediately. We have a code pink emergency. Calling women of all ages, girls like me. Gotta learn the basics. These are the days. These are the days. These are the days of girlhood. Love ya.
Oh. I hate everything about that. I hate everything about that.
So clearly, I feel bad for the writer.
I think he wrote it. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm giving him too much credit
it's
there.
It's very stereotypical, which is like right on brand for him of like all things girls. Like, oh, we overspend. We paint our nails through thick and thin. It was bullshit. I have my dolls.
That's literally why I didn't listen to it or watch it again, because I think it's like such a mocking representation of what she believes women are as she is now one. Considered one today. I did see that she got her license to say female on it, driver's license.
Yeah, but I think you could just write that in.
The stereotypes that he sings are retail therapy, overspending, picking up meds, and having a walk of shame.
Yeah.
And not knowing the guy's name.
Having a breakdown.
Painting
all
nails.
In relationship, all in relation to apparently that's what being a girl is.
Right.
So fuck you.
That's insane.
That's rude. And this is why it's so hard for trans women to ever understand what it's like to actually be a female and what it's actually like to grow up being a girl. I'm sorry.
It's 100% true. And back in the day, trans people knew they were trans. They're like, to take away the trans and to say that they're just women is to take away what it means to be a trans woman. That's a whole other experience. So to try to assimilate and say that they're the same.
Do you think that he understands that the days of girlhood do not, something that he does every single day is he has to put the dick in between the legs. What's that called?
Tucking.
A tuck.
Tuck. Like he has to tuck. He didn't include that in his song. I wonder why.
But you know what? He doesn't necessarily tuck because there was one of his days of girlhood.
Oh, his bulge.
Yeah, where
yeah,
he was like,
shorts.
Let's normalize the bulge. The dick bulge. We need to normalize the dick bulge.
But she tries to claim this is her getting to know what it's like, you know, learning the basics, quote unquote, the basics of being a girl. And it's like, oh, I didn't know that there were basics of being a girl. Like, oh, we got our period. So every month we have to go buy tampons. Like, did you want to put that in your video?
That's the only thing that's factual across the board about being a girl. Not even a girl. You become a woman once that happens. But he doesn't even include that because he's about being a girl, which is weird.
It's weird.
It's girl. Like trans woman. They don't go trans girl.
I just love that men can somehow transition and make money off women again.
Yeah.
Thursday, you have a one night stand. Don't remember his name. Friday, you'll overspend. Saturday, you'll do it again. Like, come on.
It's so insulting.
Men have a one night one-night stand, too. Yeah. And then they overspend, and they do pills, and they go get their nails done.
I think the difference is that he's literally just, like...
They do now.
Yeah.
He's glorifying all these things that he believes is what it means to be a woman.
And the women in the video, too, I'm kind of like, what message do you think you're sending?
No, they're just there because they're getting a job.
And the reason the Beverly Hills housewife woman is in there is because one of her children came out as trans as well. So I'm like, so now we're just jumping on this bandwagon of, you must be such an understanding parent because your child's going through it too. I want her to play my mom in the video because she's going through it too. It's weird. I don't know her name. She's from like Beverly Hills Housewives.
I mean, realistically, it's... Look, I can see how it can be catchy, but...
Blow your brains out, couchy. So is fucking... It's a small world. No one wants to hear that over and over again.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's kind of capitalizing on the fact of his name's out. Again, it's like putting the 15 minutes of fame. Let's get a song out there. How many views? His name... The name is out there to then watch it. It's money in the end.
Do you think that this will be on the radio? Like, can you imagine little, like, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old girls being like, these are the days of girlhood. This is what I look forward to.
Yes. And like Dylan Mulvaney's like, what do you want from me? I write what I know. You know what I mean? He's like, don't try to silence my life and my journey. It's like, no.
I just think when you're making a profit off something, it's just, it's never going to be seen as authentic. It's never going to be seen. If you were doing this without any sort of influencer type role that came along with it, would you still be doing this?
No, he'd still probably be just be a homosexual because he was gay before all this started.
I would like to know if this, I mean, we know that this wouldn't happen, but hypothetically, if this song came out by a regular pop star.
Taylor Swift, perhaps?
Sure, like Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, like somebody. We all know it wouldn't happen because they're not going to come out with something like this. But if they did, it would be significantly more acceptable. I guess maybe people do think it's acceptable now because people are so on this Dylan Mulvaney wagon. I mean,
Katy Perry has her song, There's a Stranger in My Bed, There's a Pounding in My Head. So yeah, she's talking about the same sort of weekend that Dylan Mulvaney
is. Definitely like sing-songy, but I think either it would be if Taylor Swift were to release it, it would be an ironic song or it would be an anthem song.
I think it comes from personal experience. And I'm sorry that you don't necessarily have that experience of what girls, maybe that's you. Maybe your song shouldn't just like stereotype girlhood. Maybe it should just be like, what is the song called?
Days of Girlhood.
Why does it?
Of course.
Days of Myself. Because that's apparently what you like to do during your weekends.
Because he feels that he's now in his girlhood era.
He's trying to justify that he's a girl.
Right.
And how old is he?
They're pounding 20s. It in your head.
Why are we calling it girlhood when you're like grown?
That's
you're a man.
Exactly. I mean, you know what I mean? Question. I don't understand.
You're grown.
Most people say trans woman, not trans girl.
I say trans woman.
Yeah, because they're women. It's adult people doing it. If you're a girl, you're not an adult
I'm
yet.
I'm not trying to discriminate on people, but I will always refer to Dylan Mulvaney as a trans woman. Not putting the word trans in front of woman, I just wouldn't do. I don't think you're not. I'm a woman. You're a trans woman.
Yeah.
I think that should be specified.
Can we just call him a wannabe?
I think trans woman is respectful. Yeah, I don't know if that's being disrespectful, but I'm like, there's just things that I wouldn't,
But here's the thing with Dylan Mulvaney, to say trans woman would be disrespectful to him because he thinks he is a woman.
Right.
So he specifically said before, if you don't call me a woman, that's hate and that's hate speech and you should be arrested for hate speech.
He can think whatever he wants. I can think I am a unicorn, but that doesn't mean that it's hate speech if you call me something other than a unicorn.
That's the real definite. I mean, that is the real definition. So you are a trans woman. I'm sorry.
So what's his butt? Dylan, whatever. He made the Forbes 30 under 30 list.
Yeah, because
he made like, estimated.
He got
like
all
over
of
like
these endorsements.
$2 million. It's like, Forbes highlighting like the 30 notable people under the age of 30 who are making a significant impact in various fields. Like, what?
I guess he's making an impact just
being loud and obnoxious and out there.
It's not a positive one.
No. I don't think so. But then again, I'm like, what does the trans world think?
I would like to know.
I also would like to know.
LGBTQ plus people think. Is it helping? Is it not helping? His demeanor, his music video.
There's also the argument that people who are going through in high school, middle school, whatever, if they're going through gender confusion, a lot of times it just ends up being that they're gay. So if you leave it alone, they'll figure it out. And sometimes they're gay or sometimes they just grow out of it and whatever it is. But to try to mess with something when they're so young, it's fucked up. So I do think there's a group of LGBTQ, let's just say the gays and lesbians or whatever, that don't like this because it's prohibiting people from allowing their natural course of just being a homosexual person.
Because it's glorifying this whole trans.
No, because back in the day when people went through the confusion, most of the time it meant that they were gay or they just grew out of it. So to fuck it up and be like, no, you're actually the wrong sex, you're getting rid of a whole group of gay people that organically would have just been gay if you didn't mess with them.
Shim is 27, by the way, born in 1996.
But you know what? Let's put her on the cover of Woman of the Year.
I'm sure it's coming.
God. Let's put her on the cover of Women's Sports International Day. Let's put her on the cover of Best Woman Alive, yeah. Woman of the Year.
What is it's that like magazine, relax. Red Book, where it's like for the women, Red Book?
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
From back
so
in the day.
Old school.
I know. She's going to be on that in 20 years.
That was like the Maxim of for women.
For old women.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maxim. Why not? What's to stop it? And do you know how confused guys are going to be when they're looking at this?
What Hugh Hefner would have wanted to.
No.
No,
I'm
because
just saying, you
there's
know.
There's a dick.
Yeah, there's a dick.
Are you sure that she.
Here's the thing. It's all artificially made. It's artificially made.
Dylan Mulvaney has a masculine look to him. And he doesn't look feminine.
Yeah.
No matter how much work he has done.
Or how much he's starving himself. I mean, God, that music video. He's like, it's
yeah,
just
but
bones.
But there are guys that are just skinny like that. You have to remember, he's a guy.
She's tiny. She might, you know what? She might be just doing what all women do and just throwing up a little bit or not eating.
Yeah, seriously. That's what
she's
going
to
like.
Have coffee and cigarettes in the morning because that's what girls do. Or Diet Coke.
Hashtag days of girlhood.
Yeah. Welcome to womanhood. You only get a Tic Tac. You get a Tic Tac and a coffee. And if you're lucky, Diet Coke and a cigarette.
If you're lucky.
A piece of gum on a good day.
Yeah. That's facts right there, though.
Cube of cheese.
No.
And you know what? He would take pride
on
in
your
that.
Birthday.
He's going to take pride in that. Cube of cheese with a candle in it. God forbid you have
you
a cupcake.
Slice it into three pieces so you can have it for three
breakfast,
meals.
Lunch, and dinner.
Listen, I've been there, done that, bitch. Like, you don't got to tell me.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to follow her when she gets her first pap smear and her first mammogram.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, and I want to be there when she bleeds for the first time so I can give her a pad or a tampon.
Or when someone breaks it down to her that she unfortunately doesn't have
a uterus.
That and possibly can't have kids and
she'll
really No. I'm saying because there's women that go to the gynecologist and are told, unfortunately,
yes, but
you're not able to have kids.
Definitively won't.
But that's what I'm saying is you want to live a woman's life, but guess what? That doesn't happen to you.
Yeah.
You don't know what that'll ever be like. And I'm not saying I do or don't. I choose not to have kids, but
you at least have the ability.
Right. Those are life choices in your life as a woman that you get to decide whether you want to make or not make. And we get told certain things because of the reproductive organs we do have. And here you are just moseying on in and being like, it's so fun. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
So she's going to apply for like adoption. And it's like, I'm a single mother and I'd love to have a child.
Single white female. She's like, let me use my personal privilege now. Single white female. Yep. Give me a baby.
Yep.
Snaps to that.
Cambodian, please.
Just feel like, this 15 minutes of fame has gone on for much too long.
Yeah, we're hitting 30 minutes now. Like, this is absurd.
It's not even that. I miss the old days where it was like the celebrities were celebrities. There was no such thing as influencers. I didn't know about your guys' life because of social media. I didn't know it was just your kid's birthday. I didn't know it was your birthday.
There's a sense of privacy.
Yeah, and it's just like, I miss that. I miss friends calling me at my house. And me not being there. Like, I'm outside playing. That doesn't exist anymore, I feel.
It doesn't really exist.
Kids these days, because they all have phones so young, like, they will never know what it's like to go play outside and have their parents have no idea where they are.
Right.
They interact with each other virtually, not in person.
That. Okay. I have a friend. Her kid had a play date with a new friend. Turns out this play date consisted of them sitting on the couch playing some device together the entire fucking time.
Oh no.
Wait, what happened?
My friend's son had a play date with somebody new. He is not allowed to have devices, iPads, anything like that. The whole play date, she found out, they were playing, I don't know if it was an iPad or some other device, sitting on the couch together playing some bullshit game, didn't even speak to each other. So what the fuck?
It's company, you know? Sometimes no, you just
yeah,
want
but
somebody
they
to
need
be
to
with you.
Learn how to interact because they're so young. They don't have these skills, and we're taking away opportunities for people to interact children, adults, whatever, interact and have social skills.
The days of girlhood are when you would make up dances with your friend from next door, or you would go and make a fort.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a fort with my bikes and throw a blanket over it.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
We just like made up random ass games and that's what we did. Now kids are just sitting, playing together on one device and not speaking.
And not using their imagination. You know, we would play house. I'd play school.
I loved hide and seek outside.
I would
street
do
hockey,
a lot of make-believe stuff
street
as well.
Hockey.
It was so like that. I remember doing that all the time.
I used to play store and I just always wanted to be the cashier.
Oh my God.
Like, really
I remember
loved
the
it.
Little registers.
Yeah.
I never had one, but I pretended. I would be like, beep.
Yeah, I never had any of that.
We were Bluey and Bingo.
Yes.
That's so true. Nowadays, there's a fucking toy for everything. And I don't know, people just feel this need to give their kids everything. So they literally have so much shit. Not everyone, but there's just so much more shit today than there ever was before. Stop buying your kids shit. They get over it in 2 seconds.
I dragged my kid out of Ace Hardware the other day because she wanted something. She wanted just something. Threw a big old fit, dragging out the store in the parking lot. And I see the looks from like the other people that are like walking in like almost, is that your kid? Are you stealing this kid? Like what is going? Because it was like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kids have tantrums. But you can't let them win.
Nowadays, many parents would just let them have it or buy it and say you can have it later so they wouldn't have to deal with that fit and they wouldn't have to carry them out throwing a fit and screaming.
That's called enabling.
Yeah.
Yeah, but has my kid been enabled too much that she feels like she can have a tantrum and do that?
No, that's a normal thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't that kind of kid. I mean, my mom never was like, she never hit me or spanked me, but there was a fear.
Yeah.
There was a fear that I'm like, if I ever talk
exactly,
back.
Exactly. You hit it.
And the
it
fear
on the
was,
head.
I'm not even kidding you. I would literally, the fear was if my mom gave me a look, I knew I'm like, you'll take me in the dressing room.
What is that fear?
I don't, that's what I'm saying. No, because my nephews and nieces don't have it. And I'm like, what? How did I get that fear?
Yeah. Oh, how do I give that fear?
Listen, there is a generational shift that's happened. We had a fear from our parents because we knew if we crossed a line, there would be a consequence. Today, we're very sweet and soft on these
kids. It's
called
gentle parenting.
Yeah. And it doesn't work. Gentle parenting doesn't work. You have to have the stern line of, I mean business.
Yeah, but most parents go back on their word.
I know, that's the problem.
You have to mean what you say and say what you mean. So if you say something and then you don't follow through, then they know that they're going to be able to get away with that. And then they're going to get away with the next thing and the next thing and the next thing.
My niece and nephew will literally, like, it's kind of funny. They laugh at my sister. I'll be like, why are you guys laughing at her? They're like, because when she gets really mad, she talks through her teeth like this. And I'm like, you guys are little monsters.
They're mocking
I'm
their
like,
mother.
You are so fucked up. Oh my God. And she's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it's like, they don't have that fear. Even if she threw something at him, they're still not like, oh, my mom might, you know, swing back here.
They'll throw it right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to have the fear. I do feel like with kids, there is a very fun Cheryl that is there most of the time. But if you fucking do something that I don't fucking want you to do, that is out of line and inappropriate and whatever the fuck I think is not okay, you better believe you're going to be put in your place.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's the thing that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, would she be a good babysitter?
No.
No.
A free-for-all.
Here's the thing is Dylan Mulvaney would be like, your mom said you had to go to bed at 8, but I'm going to let you go to bed at 9:30.
Because we're girls and we don't listen to rules.
I mean, realistically, it's... Look, I can see how it can be catchy.
Blow your brains out, couchy. So is fucking It's a Small World. No one wants to hear that over and over again.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.